always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior, Don Christian, man, and I done had a crazy day, man. I've been up since 7, and let me clarify, like, I'm not no morning cat, you know what I'm saying? So, this morning I woke up, and we had to get ready because my Miss Cole, her wedding is next Saturday, man. So, we had the rehearsal this morning because it was, like, the only day that they can get in prior. So, it was up at 9 o'clock in her neighborhood, Redmond, Washington, you know what I'm saying? I always say she from Redmond. She really from Cali or something like that. But hey, it is what it is. But yeah, we had the rehearsal. The rehearsal went good. And man, I've been up since then, man. So I got this energy. We like my homie Solomon, only one wiser, called it. He called it that God energy, man. After that, we went to a church service, got it in, man. I helped out another church, did some praise and worship there. But man, God is good. I'm about to do this, man. We're gonna get into an interview with the homie Double today. AKA Dub. You know what I'm saying? He's with me right now. And we was chopping it up, man. He was talking about parenting and all that. Man, tell the people why you think parenting is important. But don't give them a full spiel. Just give them a quick one, man. What's up?
Really, you know, what's up to all the peoples first and foremost. But I believe that it's important for us to usher in this next generation, you know, without the mistakes that, you know, that our parents made, the generation before. Let's go ahead and just put them in our, you know, let's use them as arrows and just get them as far as we can get them, yo.
That's what's up, man. And today's topic, I was like, man, hey, I like what he was saying, but it was good enough. Is good enough really good enough? You know what I'm saying? I know that's like a tongue tire, but I'm going to talk about, man, those that are saved, that sometimes in their walk, they feel like they're doing good enough and they're good with God. Or even those that haven't came to Christ, they're like, man, I'm good enough. I don't need them. We're going to talk about that later on in the show, man. And I'm excited to get it in with Double, man. He said he's on his balcony right now chilling. You know what I'm saying? He hit us up on Twitter. If you are watching, you can always hit us up on Twitter at Yada the King, or even on Facebook at Yada the King. That's facebook.com/YadaTheKing, and that's really what it is, man. I got some new music, and I'm gonna take some people from the A. They're gonna be on this joint. The homie SoCom got T Hattie, Rick Flow, and Selah Flows, man, on this track right here called Can't Lose. SoCom, what up, homie? Let's go.
In bondage with a vendetta, been in the mud, but in my blood was a go-getter. Obstacles in my opticals, much seemed impossible, but no weapon form taught me I'm unstoppable. I'm on a new pad, I hired a new staff. I'm speaking a different language, I'm doing that new math. Added and multiplying like task, God is multi-supplying. Caught me, now I am connected like I am. Instant messages, downloads, upgrades, updates. That's a harvest from the many days that I stay up late. I must say, no, I'm not lucky, it is His grace. I knew that we would make it, stay in place in His face.
Fear is not an option, I'ma keep on moving. I'ma keep on winning, my enemies are losing.
You can't lose,
you can't lose,
you can't lose,
you can't lose. So haters keep on hating.
dreams, I found the light, so I got that new shine. Elevator music that got me feeling excited, bruh. Open up my mind and let the spirit ignite it, bruh. Truth on the forefront, heart beating for you more. Psalms 24 got me feeling like never before. The earth is the Lord's, man, I'm thankful I am yours. Any door I could have walked through, but I'm choosing yours. You and me, blue skies, let's fly away. I mess up every day, but yet you wipe it all away. Dry erase, yet the book calls it grace. The only way I can make it through these troubled days, with my hands up high, my head up to the sky. Deuces to the world, and you, I am made alive. I will never be the same, I am forever changed. Saved, I found a way, just seeking your face. With
me is not an option, I'ma keep on moving.
So we moving it out the way. Now we pressing harder, we pushing more in the faith. Trying to reach the streets for our Jesus to get us saved. We know it's by His grace, the reason that I've been trained. No longer do the things I used to do, my past has been erased. Now I'm living for the Christ, I see a world that wants to hate. Try to keep me down the longer, found I'm not around this place. Faith is not an option, no. Enemy wants your soul. Gotta keep on moving now, all the past is let it go. When it's time to get her up, feeling like an overload. Remember this for Jesus as we walking down this narrow road.
Faith is not an option.
Chad Jones, Mr. Father, husband, brother.
Okay, we get it.
I'm on, husband to a wife, father to my kids, brother to a lot. Living in community, I'm introducing me.
Hey Chad, why the name change? I like the name Conviction.
Now Conviction ain't just spitting, it's the living, that's the difference. Chad is in the kitchen,
cooking.
We on, dude, serving up a plate you can scrape. Soul food. I got up with brothers, grew together, we formed a group. Living as a pencil, saying a pencil, call it total truth. Rooted down in Memphis, plans getting broomed. Vines on my song, scheming like a bonsai, screaming bonsai. Up in your hood, I'm popping at you. You hear me better, hear me like a job wiretapper. Worship God, start pursuing it. Eunuchs in the royal court, nobody is doing it.
Hello, it's P-R-O. That dude that you said was off when you heard my flow. My hot things changed from a couple years ago.
Hey, they don't know what you about.
Okay, well let me put you on. I went from eating rappers and picking my teeth with they bones to communicating what I see. iPhone.
Hey, what you see?
A culture that needs Jesus while birds still in their nest spend all their time tweeting. I see wolves in sheep clothing acting like they familiar. For real, recognize real. You look unfamiliar. I think that it's Satan that's inspiring your blog is your contraptions. Separate the body. And this ain't to one person but to many who too busy typing to see that the gospel between brothers ain't promoting fighting. And I remember being crucified like a propitiation. But I suggest pray with grace and patience.
Hello, this your boy, you better call me Kennedy. The gospel in your face wherever you stand. Straight 16s back then, everybody call me Spook. Like I never cared for them in the window when they see them. But I'm never seen to see the kid damn truth. Black, we coming to knock them. Boom shaka like a pop to drop them. I remember when rapping about the house where Phil was my only of options. Now I'm sitting back with pride. my sin. My heart is killing me, it's sinful. Trust me, come in. I'ma spit my heart, cause I'm tired of talking with a caution sign. Everybody said they wanna talk, but when they talking, everybody's spilling out what's on their mind. Trying to give a pain when I let a pain. Trying to bring the pain, get the truth, it's a goal we mad. Take a little deep, take a little deep. I'ma go deep, so my thoughts just get so high.
Hello, it's Brother Tone. What's up? I'm signing on. Going hard with a click, who bring more bars than your Verizon phone.
Can you hear me?
I'm back from hiatus. Kiss babies and scream guys greater. Disfavors and wave high haters. Buy haters. Rep RMG. Crash like this the way I is. Go hard for the king every day I did. Yep, 116 is the way I live. So act like you know what I'm on. I deep in the face so I stay in the zone. I'm serving the king, I'm a slave to the throne. The cross on my back is engraved on my bones. Really though, they call us weak cause we ain't claiming them gang. I fight them with the flesh so we ain't banging them things. Boy, you must be crazy, insane. We submit and kiss the sun like baby D-Wayne. Pause, we grip the plow with both hands. Never looking back, we seek a city built with no hands. We out amongst the wolves, boy, we ain't afraid of no man. We quench the devil's arrows by swinging the sword like Conan. Hello.
Rock Soul Productions presents
Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation,
featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more.
Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach. Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa. Mark Arthur's The Obligation. Mark Arthur knows his obligation. Do you? Visit MarkArthurOnline.com.
Genuine Life Records present Servant, The Fight of Faith,
featuring
Campina,
Willie Will,
Oracle,
Chaser,
and Fulfiller.
Check out the single,
The Bar Is Set.
I resurrected after my death, kid. Now I live life from Christ's perspective. I live life even after death hits and allow Christ
to life totally cool.
Available at iTunes,
Amazon,
eMusic, Zoom,
and genuinelife.com.
Servant, The Fight of Faith.
This album will fuel you
to go beyond those who have given up
in this fight.
Prepare for the fight of faith.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I always gotta,
gotta
keep
on
praying.
Yada Da King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio. Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss a show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep on praying.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your man Pro, and you can catch me on Yada Da King Radio. Get out.
Oh my goodness. That new track right there, Hello, by, you know what I'm saying, RMG, which is Chad Jones, Pro, you know what I'm saying, Cannon, and Brother Tone. Man, that joint is crazy, man. We got a lot of good music, man, coming in, man. And I got a dude, man. I was checking out his album. I first heard of you through Z180 Radio. Shout out to Z180 Radio.
Shout out to the homie Jarul.
That's right, man. I bang his show. You know, I didn't want to mess up his name. Sometimes I forget how we say it, you know what I'm saying? But Zerubbabel, that's the homie. Man, me and him be chopping it up, man. And that's really what it's about. We ain't in competition. That's my guy.
Nah, that's the homie, yo. Me and him break bread often.
Tight, man. And everybody that I know, often. Everybody that knows Z would be like, yeah, that's my dude, man. So, that's, hey, Z, you got a good record. You know what I'm saying? Your track record sound clean, man. So anytime I'm in the A, he said he could cook, man. He said he throw down. What do you have to say about that?
I'm gonna be honest, yo. I seen the pictures, and he's invited me many times, yo. But I have yet to make it out to the house to join in on, because I'll be seeing the pictures, yo. I'll be sending the pictures out of the grill, but most of the time, you know, we get together and we'll hit, you know, the restaurants or whatever. But yeah. I got to get over there, yo. So Zerul, save a spot for your boy.
Okay. So he's this the homie Double is iced off the pictures, man. That's really what's up. But look, man, we're going to talk about your testimony, bro, man. Let us know how you came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And after that, let's talk about some of the things that you are doing to continue to get closer to God, or some of the things he's teaching you even now.
Yeah, man, my testimony starts before, you know, I even touched the earth, man. You know, I was my mother was pregnant with me. She was 19. She had my brother when she was 16. She was 18 pregnant with me, and her and my father decided, she decided to get an abortion. And so my father didn't want it, but, you know, of course, they drove up to the clinic, and my grandmother had a dream, like a week before, of her holding, like, this little boy. Mm. And she was saying, you know, don't do it. So my mom got to the clinic, and the doctor was like, you know, I don't usually do this, but I'm going to give you a moment to think about, you know. And she sat there thinking about it. She didn't have no relationship with God, but she felt like God was saying, you know, not this one. So she got up and left, man. You know, 31 years later, you know, I'm still here. And I talk about that a lot on the project. But, and of course, you know, I've been through not as much as some of the other people, but, you know, growing up a rebellious child, smoking weed, doing a little robbing here and there, and just really rebellious and just running and just mad. And all after I got saved, all while I was in the church.
Wow.
And so, but God really, man, just touched my heart. And I opened up about how I was always holding some anger in towards God about losing my father at the age of 6. And once I was able to let that go and let God really come into my heart and really found out what a relationship was, you know, I've been born again since. You know, I feel like I got saved when I was 13 and I accepted him, but I really, really didn't know what that meant until I was 18. So I spent those 5 years just running hard, man. And the enemy wanted me because he was trying to take me out before and he couldn't get me. You know what I'm saying? And he tried again and it didn't happen. And I'm just, man, I'm here, bro.
Tight.
You know, 10 toes down on him.
Man, that's what's up, man. So let's fast forward, get to like just your latter years in God, or even the couple of months, man. What are some things God is really dealing with you on, bro?
Like I told you when we was chopping it up, you know, as far as it being, you know, good enough, I started doing ministry as far as rapping in 2002. And we was going hard. We was going so hard that I thought that was good enough. I thought that what I was doing was good enough for my relationship. Mm. And God really sat me down and humbled me for a long period of time, and showed me through other people that I know, that some of the artists we know now. Because like when I started, you know, we take for example like Ken Jones, Million, Messenger, all of us. We all started at the same time, really. And used to do all our shows together. I got sat down and I watched them cats just excel, you know. Yeah. And you know, shout out to them. And I watched them really take part in what I was supposed to be part of, but because of my arrogance, God sat me down. And you know, within the past 2 years, of course, getting married and having a child, it really opened my eyes to it's not about you at all. It's not about you. You know what I'm saying? I need you to do this work for me. But it's not about you. So now I know I got to raise my daughter. I know I got to cover my household as far as me and my wife. And I'm the king of my house. So now it's like, if I look at them, they're my motivation to keep the reading going, to keep praying,
yeah.
You know, to fast. And but also to get out into the city of ATL and let people know about the goodness of Christ, because I don't feel like I have deserved any. That's why my name is Double. It comes from Ephesians 3:20. I don't feel like I've ever deserved any of the blessings that I've received, but he always does it in abundance. He always does it to a point where it exceeds anything that I could ever have thought of. And so, you know, I just stay encouraged, man, and just encouraged in the word, yo.
Tight, man.
Encouraged in the word and prayer, yo. I got to get better on my fast. I'll be transparent. I do have to get better on my fasting.
Yeah.
But, you know, because I really, you know, that's when you get revelation, man. You know, but I stay encouraged, man, and stay humble. I stay low, yo.
That's what it is, man. Devil Shannon's Testimony with us here at Yada the King Radio, man. We're going to go to one of your songs, boss. This song is called You Can Have That. You Can Have That. What you talking about, man? What you mean they can have it? Like, you about to, you know what I'm saying, unload on somebody? What's up?
You can have that. You know, I told my daughter, like, you can't have that. You got the remix for her.
Yeah.
But now with that is you know, I just recently signed with a label out of Nashville, Take Back Records, and one of my slogans for a long time was always Came Back to Take Back. So I'm here to take back the joy that was taken, the peace that was taken, the love that was taken, the victory, the freedom, but the lust, the death, the shame, the sin, those things that kept me bound. Like, you can have that. You can have that. Don't need it, you know what I'm saying? Didn't need it. Don't want it. You can have that. But give me back what you stole.
Yeah.
No fuck.
Oh, that's what's up, man. So we gonna hop into this jam. Yada the King Radio. Y'all know how we do it. Let's check out Double.
I throw my hands high, surrender at the throne and the altar. This man's so dirty at the corner pit, so I have to evaluate every word I spit. See, if this isn't worship, then it ain't worth the giving offering, and he don't recognize it. That strange fire, strange praise, and I'm scared I fear the Lord too much to vain his name. So I gave myself up for the call and the prize. I got a grieving in my heart, you see the pain in my eyes. And as I strain on this world, I grab the hand of my saviors. My plans set me up a plan of failure. Nah, you can have that. Seeking his love, I met him in his word and saw exactly where the Lord's at. I ain't nobody and no one to suffer more. For the Lord through the storm will watch me endure. Yeah, I came back to take back. I don't need it no more to the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. Commission, I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Death, you can have that. Shame, you can have that. I don't really need that. I'm the best kept secret. Hold your breath. If you're thinking I'ma stop now, I know my steps have been ordered, so I keep going. No slowing out through this music, cause I love it. Plus, I keep them souls cornered. Knowing the anointing will draw them in. Hearts of men claw them in with every stroke of pen. They call me Dub Zero. I die to the flesh, rise past the mess. Every sin confess. Broken shackles, escape hell, rotten apple. Soon as you proclaim him, they laughing at you. But count it all joy past the persecution. I know I'm reaching souls with every verse I'm spewing. I'm God's word. Use it, stop confusion. This kingdom turned politics, it's all illusion. They turn their hearts and they cause a nuisance. Before I give in, I will stop the music. Yeah, I came back to take back. I don't need it no more to the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Doubt, you can have that. Shame, you can have that.
Living color, Keenan Wayne, so all black. Dressed in Vans and cardigans, you adore that. Shouts out to my Nashville fam, take back, what up, man? Many may know my name, but I don't need the fame. You just cut the check and I'll be sure to cash that. I've been to radio, a few national shows. Obtain all my publishing, register it to ASCAP. I'm a Christian first, a businessman second. The artist comes third, pay attention to the lesson. So many wait on your downfall to find you in the ground, in the dirt like a groundhog. Believe that. Yeah, fake friends, I don't need that. I don't make enough cheese to feed rats. In the temptation, waiting for me to relax. I'm trying to bring souls to Christ before he's back.
Yeah, I came back to take back. I don't need it no more to the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Death, you can have that. I don't need it no more to the punk to take that. Say hey, you can have that. Doubt, you can have that. Sin, you can have that. I don't really need that. Gave it all up for the call and the commission. I will carry my cross. I am no longer a victim. Lust, had that. Death, you can have that. Shame, you can have that.
more about hip-hop, less about the scriptures. They know more about hip-hop, less about the scriptures. Call an audible, audibleize my audio. Cooking hate up, but I still send love their way. They know more about hip hop, less about the scriptures, more about the album, nothing about the kingdom.
This is how we win them.
This is what they tell them, making excuses. They head up in them nooses, trying to be a nuisance, thorn in their side. Under God's sovereignty, do away with pride. I can no longer hide what's been birthing inside. When I wake up every morning, all I see is my promise. So I put palm to face and start to rub my eyes. Cause what they say and what they show is looking like lies. So I stand flat footed in my peers despise. But despite that, I'm right back, standing broad back, fall back. Cause when he comes back, I'm going right back. Tell Lucifer, son of the morning, I ain't going back. Not every morning, before I start to yawning, I gotta give my God some praise. Chill. When I wake up, somebody cooking hate up, but I still send love their way. Now it's despicable me, despicable he. Who we think he talking to? He ain't talking to we. Who we think he is? He ain't Jesus. Let's band together, Black Ball E-Hud. But even if I'm barricaded, I'll just change my cadence. Call an audible, audibleize my audio. I'm working out these haters, cardio. Them same haters trying to damn me, stop my flow. But his name's a strong tower, and I'm locked up inside him, protected from these showers. Reaping may endure through these nighttime hours, but each morning brings hope when I see the sun rise. And I'm God's son, awesome, one with his spirit, so we all one, all done. And all this came from worship. Early every morning, tears fill my kerchief. Worship, God, you are worth it. Yeah. When I wake up, somebody cooking hate up, but I still send love their way. When I wake up, somebody cooking.
Yeah, that right there is E-Hud, the homie, Dubbo's homie, you know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, we're gonna find out about him too. We're gonna get him on the show, man. Like I was telling y'all, we running through Atlanta, man. There's so many artists in Atlanta, it's crazy. And Atlanta's not even the only city in Georgia.
Yeah, we out here, yo.
So look, this is what we're gonna do, man. We're gonna talk about you getting involved in Christian hip hop. Now, as we was in a live stream, you talked about there was a time where you threw away all your CDs. And that day, God gave you three songs. Let me ask you, though, man, when did you know Christian hip-hop was your mission field, man?
It was when I went to, like I said, the Holy Hip Hop Award show. And don't get caught up in the name of it. I know a lot of people personally, you know, when I share that story, they're like, oh, that's whack and that's this. But, yo, that really, when I went... And shout out to Marco and Dan. I used to actually work for them too. But when I went, and Eddie Velez, but when I went, it really ministered to my heart because I saw that I seen cats who dressed like me, who looked like me, but they were on fire, worshiping the Christ through a type of music that I had been raised on. So it was like, yo, I don't have to be doing just a hand clap in church and going through the motions. I could really worship my Father through these lyrics and through these beats and these rhymes and stuff. So, you know, like Corey Redd and Precise, Irvin D back then, KJ52, who else? So Cross Movement. It was a lot of cats that were real instrumental on drawing me, you know, closer to wanting to do this type of ministry. And
Scott
Cannon Jones too.
Yeah, no, that's what's up. He had to throw somebody in Atlanta just in our face real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, yeah, somebody from Atlanta. He probably flipped the coin and said somebody. Hey, okay, Cannon Jones. But nah, that's what's up, man. Hey, this is what I want to ask you, man. You talked about you starting out with Canton Jones, man. A lot of people may not have known that. Some people in Atlanta may have known. But you said you started out with Canton Jones. You guys was all getting on the road, doing stuff together. But something happened. What happened?
Oh, man, just kind of slipping back into those same things that because I was like, what, 20, 22, 23 in the ministry. So I had fell into, you know, dealing with my lust, dealing with wanting to go to, wanting to be in the club, because my friend, my homies at the time, which they still friends of mine that I minister to, my homies at the time, all they wanted to do was go to the club, you know. So of course, you know, it was easy for me to say, okay, well, I ain't doing nothing this Friday, so I'm gonna go hang with the homies. And you get in trouble thinking, you know, if you're not ready to really be a light amongst the, you know, the people in the midst of things that you used to be a part of, then it gets dangerous. So, you know, I slipped back into, you know, going to the club, drinking, you know, doing, you know, hollering at the females. So there would be times when I wouldn't do music or minister for like 6 months to a year, and just being out, and then I was like, all right, I need to get back to it. Somebody would call me for a show, and then I was, oh man, I can't do this show, man. You know, I'm dirty right now. Like,
yeah.
So it was a lot of like teeter totter that went along with my life back then. So it had to get to the point where, you know, I had to lay those things before the Lord. You know, and I still got my things that I deal with, and I'm real transparent about my stuff, yo. And so God's still working on me in so many areas, but
yeah.
I've seen the growth. I look in the mirror, and you know, when you wake up in the morning, and you know you don't have to worry about no hangovers and stuff like that. It's just amazing, man. So, you know, I rebelled. I would go slip back in the world and slip back out. But of course, you know, that definitely always hurt my testimony to the folks that was around me.
Yeah, no, that's what's up. Let me ask you this, man. With you just getting signed to Take Back Records, right? Take Back Recordings. I seen them on Facebook.
Up,
shout out to them. They my friends on Facebook. Anybody want to be my Facebook friend, hit up Yada the King. But anyway, man, look, check it out. We with that being signed, you know what I'm saying? I want to ask you this, man. This is a question that I would like to ask, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to know. What are you trying to accomplish with your music, man? Like, I guess if you had a few things that, if you set out to accomplish these, what would those few things be? Name three, maybe.
Name three. Just continuing to get in front of the people. In front of the people. Not just the church folks, but just the people outside of the four walls. Being able to, you know, still go to the YDCs or the youth detention centers and get into the prisons and just, you know, face to face with the kids. So one would be definitely getting into the school system.
Yeah.
And being able to do ministry within the school system. And also being able to disciple the next batch of artists coming up. You know, the kids, the next kid, the next hot spitter, the next producer, and the next graphic designer.
Yeah.
And really be able to launch a platform or launch them from where they are to something, to, you know, like I was talking to a friend of mine earlier, you know, if I've taken five steps, then you may only have to take two steps.
Yeah,
and so that's definitely one of the biggest things in my heart. Real? And three is just, you know, just leaving a legacy of music behind that is still going to minister to people 20 years from now.
I like that.
Yeah, I go back to some of that old Corey Redder Precise, and I still be like, oh man,
you caught up in the Matrix.
Yeah, for real.
Now that's what's up, man. I got a question from Kadami. In the live stream, if you are ever like, man, can I do a live show with Yada the King? Catch us on Sunday and Thursdays, 5:30 p.m. West Coast time. That's Pacific Standard Time. 8:30, you know what I'm saying, for y'all cats in like the New York area, East Coast time, all that. They call it Eastern Standard Time, just to be correct. But he asked, man, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years, boss?
In the next 5 years, pushing the next bit of forward, you know, pushing the next young minister forward and you know, helping to create, helping another artist to create music that's going to minister to the masses. You know, really being in that position to, like I said, instead of you taking 10 steps, you may only, you know, you only had to take 4 steps. Because I've already, you know, we've already said, we've already, you know, laid that foundation. So, really discipling, y'all, discipling more. Because we do it now, but just more.
Yeah.
And with more resources. Yeah. So, you know, but still touring. You know, I'm 31, but I got like, if Jay-Z 40, you know, something, and he going hard, I know I can go hard, y'all.
Yeah. Now, that's what's up, man. We're going to go to another banger from you, homie. And it's called Renegade. Now, you told me that somebody produced this with you, man. But what's this whole joint about? Sherrod White on a production with you, huh?
On a production, yeah. Renegade is really just about telling the world that, like, I'm gone. Like, I'm gone. You know, it's really just rebelling from the things of the world, the things of that the standard, really the popular standard. Like, I'm rebelling from the popular standard. I'm gone. This is my letter to the world. You know, I do a lot of, I'm real transparent on it. You know, I talk about some of the things that I struggle with now, but just talking about really just being free from those shackles, from the popular standard and from, you know, from culture, just from the culture period of, you know, the hip-hop culture, worldly culture, and just say, yo, I'm gone, yo.
All right, so let's do this, man. Let's hop into this joint. Renegade by the homie Double on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
Can no longer keep my mouth shut. Closed mouth don't get fed. I'm a rebel, renegade, must stay saved. This a letter to the world. Tell them I'm going away. I'm gone. Tell them I'm going away. I'm gone. Old things have passed away. I'm a rebel, renegade, must stay saved. This a letter to the world. Tell them I'm going away. I'm gone. Tell them I'm going away. I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm giving the drama, the pain, the stress, a rest. Cause I'm blessed, I profess that I'm through with the mess. Watch the sin and the dirt and the blood and the scrapes. Cleanse my face, I'm a mess, I'm in need of some grace. I got my flaws and my faults, and my flaws made me strong. But I won't go back no more. Yeah, boy, from here I will walk. And the love that I walk in is no joke. Like the actor Christopher Walken. I struggle with my attitude, pride of life and lust, trust. I do love my wife, another woman I will never touch. But here we go again, Corona sipping Ciroc, vodka drinking. Catch me, homie, I'm tripping. You lay your cards out on the table, I throw them all out. This 54 car pickup, I'm all out. This is my Dear John letter to the old man. Scram with them old plans, yeah, I'm done with them. Yeah. I'm a rebel, renegade, must stay saved. This a letter to the world, tell them I'm going away. I'm gone. Tell them I'm going away, I'm gone. Old things have passed away, I'm a rebel, renegade, must stay saved. This a letter to the world, tell them I'm going away. I'm gone. Tell them I'm going away, I'm gone. My subscription, I'm through with the issues. I write these 16s to show what I've been through. I be flowing to show that I'm growing. And I study the words so I can see where I'm going. I'm abnormal,
I'm an alien.
I'm on my freedom from escape like I'm Israeli. I'm reflecting my father made in his image. I'm sick with it, man, I'll be marrying my penmanship. I told the old me, you cannot hold me, control me. The spirit that lives in me, flows in me. I refuse to be a slave to this genre. Conform to the norm and bring my father dishonor. Sell my soul for the fame to be affiliated with names. For self-gain and place it in Jesus' name. So I remain an underdog until the day I rise. My head to the sky, living life cross-eyed. I'm a rebel, renegade, must stay saved. This a letter to the world, tell them I'm going away. I'm gone. Tell them I'm going away, I'm gone. Old things have passed away, I'm a rebel, renegade, must stay safe. This a letter to the world, tell them I'm going away, I'm gone. Tell them I'm going away, I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm a rebel, renegade.
genre peeping. A lot of these cats is Twitter beefing, but you can miss me with all that. Consider me vegan. Peep this, the only drama I ever wanna be affiliated with is Regis. I'm about purpose and meaning. I purposely find myself loving all heathens. It's just what I believe in, and my reason is the life of Jesus. I seen him amongst the people, healing and preaching, with arms reaching. I'm not a four wall rapper. I build relationships with coworkers, good friends, young cats, and trappers. I got a small circle, but I'm not hidden. I'm within the culture, showing how to live with him within. I refuse to sell my soul for a way of believing in the same God who bases whole life on obedience. And if my lack of your theology leads me away from the popular standard, it's better for me.
And let the beat drop. They taking shots at the throne. They thinking he retired. No matter what they say, there's only one Messiah. Believers worldwide, let it spread like fire. Only one job. Get the favor.
Higher, 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 higher.
Now lift his name up.
Higher, 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 higher.
Stay strapped with the word.
Word.
Satan to kill ya.
Yes.
World full of lies, cutthroats and gorillas.
Hell.
Hotter than summer, colder than winter.
Every
one of us fall.
Like the
month of September. See they throwing them
stones,
taking them shots.
Just
one thing, homie. God shall not be mocked. Can't name a regime that he hasn't stopped. Only one on the throne, and that is my pop. Don't let the media spiritually, culturally, socially, do anything, baby, to defame
the maker.
No matter what they do, they can't stop the creator.
Let's go.
I think this world got it twisted, like Christ ain't listening, like Christ ain't watching.
Cause with him,
failure's not an option.
They taking shots at the throne, they thinking he retired.
No matter what they say, there's only one Messiah.
Believers worldwide,
let it spread like fire.
Only one job.
Get the name
up. Higher, 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 higher.
Now lift his name up.
Higher, 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 higher.
Now lift his name up. Now who I'm talking about?
Who?
Baby, the king of kings. He hold the universe.
Yes.
He running everything.
Beam.
He make the sun rise. He make it set. He put that breath in your lungs in case you didn't forget.
No.
He make the clouds funnel. The earthquake
quakes.
The seas roar. The sky breaks.
Breaks.
All for his glory. It's a story. Don't you get it twisted. Not about you. Something wrong. Better check your vision. I'm talking Christ.
Christ.
The great redeemer.
Redeemer.
Defeated sin.
Sin.
I do esteem ya,
yes.
But silly man, we think we know it all. We very smart, smart enough just to fall. He gave us grace, yeah, he stood in our place. I deserve to see hell, but the Lord gave me faith. I was on death row, cause murder was the case. To the end of my days, I shall give his name praise.
Taking shots at the throne, they thinking he retired.
No matter what they say, there's only one Messiah.
Believers worldwide,
let it spread like fire.
Only one job,
lift his name
up. Higher, 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 higher.
Now lift his name up.
Higher, 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 higher.
Now lift his name up.
Yo, what's up?
What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DesertedSouth.com,
the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews,
the latest news,
and your very own community profile.
Who are you?
DesertedSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. For the life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rep.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms, online community, and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online.
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Hello, this is Heaven. May I help you?
Hello, I'd like to know how to get to heaven.
Well, sir, are you a sinner?
No, I'm a good guy.
Oh, then you're sinless.
Well, I'm not sinless, but I've done more good than bad.
Then you are a sinner. In that case...
Well, what am I supposed to be? Perfect?
Yes.
Well, then how do I get into heaven?
First step is to admit that you're a sinner.
But I'm not!
I'm sorry, we can't help you. Thank you. Hello, this is Heaven.
Compared to some of the people I work with, I'm a pretty good guy.
But we're not comparing you to others, sir. We're comparing you to God.
Well, that's impossible.
Okay, thank you. Hello, this is...
Okay, suppose I'm not perfect, then what?
Then you need to ask Jesus to forgive you for being a sinner.
But I'm not that bad.
Okay,
Wait. Now, I asked Jesus to forgive me, then what?
Well, since he already paid the penalty for your sin, then he will forgive you.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
That's Sherrod White. Hiya! You know what I'm saying? And since Dub was talking about him so much, I was like, remix, let me throw this song in there real quick. Just to show, you know, I got some of Sherrod White in the building, man. But look, man, I was at church today, man, and Pastor Nate of Victorious Life Christian Center was talking about good enough, man, and how we, even as believers, think we're good enough or good enough will do. Or even, you know what I'm saying, some of the people in the world think, hey, I'm good enough. But what do you think about being good enough, man? When you hear good enough, does that give you like a wholesome feeling? Or how you feel when you hear the word good enough, boss?
To me, it kind of, you know, a few things come to mind as far as just being good enough. Like, you know, and it can go a few ways. It can go to where, you know, we're saved by grace. So we might not be good enough, you know what I'm saying? Because he made us holy, he made us righteous. But then again, the goal is to be like Christ.
Yeah.
And Christ was, man, Christ was, you know, he had one weak moment where in the garden he asked if God would take the cup away from him. But he still stood up and he still carried that cross. And he said, greater work shall you do. So I think good enough, you know, there has to be some maturity. If you really walk in it, you know, there has to be maturity, and we got to get past good enough to the point where we're just living like on fire. Because to me, good enough might, you know, it could sound like, you know, lukewarmish.
Yeah. I like the way you put that, man. It could be lukewarmish, and with good enough though, man. Like, let's say, you know, Double was talking about him being on a soccer team, right? Now, if I asked him, Double, were you good in soccer? You might say you were good enough, right? What?
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? That can mean a whole bunch of different things. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I
was good enough to ride the bench in the game, or I was good enough to, you know, just say, hey, I was on the soccer team. Like, sometimes that kind of... It has no boundaries when you say I was good enough. Like if your mom or dad asks you, how'd you do in the game? Did you do good? And he's like, oh, I did good enough. To me, it's like, well, now you're putting yourself on, instead of really basically what you're doing is you're making the standard be whatever you feel like it could be. And with somebody in the world that says, hey, I'm good enough. Like, when it comes to Jesus, man, I'm good enough. I don't need that. What would you say to somebody like that?
I mean, ain't none of us good enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when you have to be transparent in your own self, in your own walk, and talk about how you ain't good enough, but Christ died on the cross. Because he knew that today you wouldn't be good enough.
Yeah.
You know, and like, one thing I always say is, like, you don't, you know, if you hire a cleaning lady, you ain't gonna clean up before she get there, you know. So, of course, like it can't be like, oh, I'm good enough, because we all have sin. We were born into sin, so none of us are good enough.
Mm.
you know.
But let's say somebody's trying to use that as a cop out to not have Jesus in their life. Let's say they were a good person though. Let's just say, you know, they never stole, they never robbed, they never, you know what I'm saying, did anything like that. What I mean, let's say you try to, you know, you might even took them down and say, hey man, we're all sinners, and they're like, man, I didn't really do too much sin. You know, what would you say to somebody like that?
You know, just explain to them that, you know, if we're not saved by grace, then we're separated from the Father. You know, like sin was in us before when we were born, we were born into sin, and we were born into a world that Satan had dominion over. So we were born into this earth in sin, and we were and sin separates us from the Father. You know, and different levels of sin. Like you may not have robbed nobody, you may not smoke weed, you know, but if you're not walking in love, or you know, really want, you know, have a relationship or known by the Father, you separated from the Father. And you know, that's when those are the types that it's important to build relationships with, because the more they see, you know what I'm saying, how much they need freedom, you know what I'm saying, like how do you feel? You might not be doing this, but do you feel joy? Do you feel peace? Do you feel free, or do you feel binded, or do you feel like, you know, you might feel like you're good enough, but at night, how do you sleep?
Yeah.
You know.
Man, that's good, man. And then you would, you know, would you say, when they say they're good, I mean, like, I know what Pastor Nate was talking about is, compared to some other people, you might be good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but we are judged by a whole nother standard. What's some of that standard that we're judged by as believers? Because I believe that none of us are good enough depending on what we've done at all. There's nothing we can do to gain salvation. So if somebody say they're good, and they're saying, okay, I'm good compared to this person, because a lot of people, I've heard them say, man, but I never robbed nobody, I never, you know what I'm saying, I never did drugs. They'll say the same stuff you were just talking about.
Right.
Who should they compare themselves with? Are they comparing themselves with the next man? Are they comparing themselves with God? What do you think?
Man, I'll be honest. I find myself in that arrogance a lot of times. You know, thinking, you know what, man? I'm struggling with this, but I'm not struggling with that no more.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at the stuff I don't deal with no more. I'm looking at the stuff that he's dealing with, and you know, he might, you know, so and so going through a divorce. So man, I'm telling my wife, yo, we good, because we ain't going through that, you know. But still, like, There's still you have to still look in the mirror, you know what I'm saying, and check your heart, because if you really look into it, man, you find so much dirt, you don't have enough time to look at the next man, because you're too busy dealing with the stuff that you see. So we ain't never good enough, but I do believe that we have to get to a point where we're trying to achieve the righteousness that he's given us, and the holiness that he's given us, and we have to get to the point where there is a standard. I think in the church there is no standard. There is no set bar, and Christ was the bar. Christ is the standard, you know. And there's certain things, like, man, like, I'm gonna just be honest, like, this whole vampire culture, like, it's crazy, because I see so many Christian rappers on Twitter tweeting about the vampire movies, but I'm thinking, like, and this is just an example, I'm thinking, if just me, I'm thinking, like, man, like, that don't match up to what our word is telling us, you know what I'm saying, about these hoes, this vampire, and, you know, they say, like, the vampire stories or the Twilight stories are, like, it's about love. Well, that don't look like the love that I know.
They love you and eat you.
Huh?
They love you and eat you. Is that what, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's like, that's the standard. We have no standard set. There's no bar set to what being like Christ really looks like.
Man. I like that right there, man. Hey, so let's talk about Christians that are saying they're good enough. Even with what you're saying now, somebody would say, man, this movie is good enough because, it ain't like this or it ain't like that. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, they kind of it's kind of like I'm a Christian, so gotta let that slide. Hey, I'm being good enough, even as a Christian. Yeah. What would you say to some people like that?
The thing is to continue to get closer to Christ. You know, you might feel like, okay, well, I'm not doing this. You know, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing this person does, but the closer you get to Christ, the more stuff should drop off. You know, it's just like, okay, when you met your wife, you didn't go, well, most of us, I know me, I'll just speak for myself.
Yeah,
when
yeah, speak for yourself, wife, man, you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So look, yeah, you crazy. When I met my wife, I was feeling her, you know what I'm saying? I fell in love with her, but there was still stuff that I was like, I wasn't going 100%, right?
Yeah.
I would even like flirt on the side, or I would holler at other chicks and get numbers. And back in the day, you know, that's how we used to get down.
Yeah, I didn't
you know.
Do
and there's so many times, you know, that I would cheat on her and do this and do that. But the more I grew to know her and the more I grew to love her, those little things started. You know, I didn't want to do those things no more. I didn't want to be running around. I didn't want to be flirting. I didn't want to, you know, not call her every night and do this. And, you know, so it's like the same thing with Christ is the closer we get to Christ, the more things should drop off. The bar should be achieved, you know, to the point where you know, we're sacrificing. My man Curvin, I talk about Curvin a lot.
Yeah.
He on his new album, he said, He wasn't rapping, he was just talking. And he said, you know, we always pray, God take this away, God take this away. Well, whatever happened to surrendering those things before his feet? You know what I'm saying? So we have to get to the point where, and I would tell myself the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, when does it get to the point where we have to surrender certain things to be like Christ, you know?
Man, I like that a lot, man. Man, we going in, bro. Are you basing your walk on, hey, I'm doing a good enough job, or are you basing it on, hey, man, I'm going all out? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just like the homie Double just said, man, let's not give a good enough attitude to God. Because if you're giving a good enough attitude to God, you're always slacking. You're always holding something back. And that's really what it's all about, man. And even the secret stuff in your heart, if you say you're a good enough Christian, it's hard for God to, I ain't gonna say it's hard for God, you don't allow God to show you the secret stuff in your heart that he needs to fix. Because we always need to get stuff fixed, man. Look, man, we're going to go to your song called City Takers featuring the only drama that you want to beef with. No, not beef with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Affiliate with is Regis, the homie K drama. Let's talk about this joint, man.
The City Takers song. We have an event that we do out here every month called City Takers at Mount Perrin. It's the fourth Friday of every month. And we draw in like a national recording artist, and we draw in an opener. Like this Friday is coming up, R. Swift is opening, and I mean R. Swift is a headliner. Sherrod White's opening. Man, Sherrod's getting all kind of publicity off of this interview. So we do it every fourth Friday of every month. And man, we just been seeing like, man, we'll see. We have shows where like last month Jason was there, and Zerubbabel performed too. And we had like 24 kids get saved, yo. And we're seeing that on a consistent basis. So we're really just taking the city back. And so we've been doing that for about going on 2 years now. And so, you know, I just wanted to do K-Drama. K-Drama was coming out to do it. I just really wanted to reach out and make, you know, the anthem. This is the anthem. This is the City Takers anthem. But it also goes into that mentality of, you know, the commission. Really, it's based on the commission. It's based on a great commission to go out into the world and make disciples. You know what I'm saying? Save souls. Go out there and heal folks and do the work that Jesus and his disciples did. And so that's what City Takers is about. It's produced and featuring. It's produced by K-Drama as well. And we got the video. Go on YouTube. You go to youtube.com/NorfUp. That's NORFUP. F as in Frank. UP, that's my record label, Norfolk Music Group, and look it up, City Takers, or you could just look up City Takers Double K Drama, you know, Google it, and the video come up. Please watch the video and support.
That's what's up, man. So let's hop into this joint and check out the video while you can, y'all. Here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like Disney, limited time. You dig? Now I'll just play it. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Let's go.
Streets where the dead meet the concrete, lower than the dirt, flesh laying 6 feet deep. Well, what about they soul? Well, whoever had control is something we'll never know till we reach the streets of gold. I got my GPS low, I call it the G code. I read it, it's called the Bible. Can't say that you ain't know. I stand on my soapbox and I tell about his kingdom. I hope that your hopes are not invested in millions. You can stack them up way up to the ceiling. You can stack them dollars way up to the ceiling. Your racks on racks won't amount to the feeling of freedom and victory. I pray God heal them. If we ain't walking in love, we just missing the mark. Blind leading the blind, we in the midst of the dark. Home of the brave, standing on Peachtree Street with a sign saying Jesus saves. Yo, I'm out here where the hurt at. Out here where they work packs. Holla where that work at. They know where the church at. Mama wear that church hat. Tell him that he blessed. Try to take it in his heart, but all he did was curse back. That's why I keep his love on me, ready for whatever. That's why I keep his word on me. Freestyle when I reach out. Street style, set free now. That's why I preach loud. Yeah, boy, what you know about it? I got secrets that I wanna share. He told me in my closet. We been commissioned to go in the world and make disciples. Catch on to the vision. I'm a city taker. I'm a city taker. Abide in this love and watch the chains break up. I got the hook up, no cook up. I just know a crook that take your sins once you look up.
Shaking the club, they be shaking dice, they be shaking babes, they be shaking ice, they be shaking hands, trying to make that price, but I'm on something different, I shake them up with Christ. I'm a city taker with this movement here, a movement of Christians who won't disappear. When adversity comes, we disperse in the slums, because we're immersed in the sun's blood, and we already won. Favor with God, and it's come one, come all. To all who confess and believe, he turns souls to piles. Time is moving so fast, though it never changes pace, we waste time so bad. So understand the times and know what to do. Hit your knees to ask God to change your worldview, so we can develop urban sensitivity, which turns to change. That's what I call convertibility. Let's get it.
No, 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 no. Nah, I ain't tryna kick you in shoes. Girl, I'm straight, girl, I'm cool. Nah, nah, I ain't tryna kick you with you.
Cause I'm not tryna be the one that's felt like a fool.
Mrs. Clothing consistent of only inches. She moves in a way that leaves men astray with the sway of a midriff. Dishes, poison is kisses, and this is a kryptonite that hey man has to fight. No, you done seen it tight. She just likes being light. Mrs. Attention, no, needs attention more. Mostly baby just insecure. If she is sane, then she's very immature. She doesn't understand the guy who adores beyond any other source. She's on another course. That's death to virtue, no remorse. Her game is smooth, sun like it's oil dip. Her lips, honey drip. Eyes make your heart see these scratch skip. Fully equipped to make a man trip, stumble and fall. She got the church looking like the mall. So no, 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 no. Nah, I ain't tryna kick you in shoes. Girl, I'm straight, girl, I'm cool. Nah, nah, I ain't tryna kick you in shoes.
Cause I'm not tryna be the one that's felt like a fool.
Baby's baby mama, constantly trying to work it out. Jane Fonda, no virtue and no honor. I ponder her like the wind at the fan blue. I'm so cool off of you, boo boo. The thing that you do do, them games, them is usual. To help me focus on Christ, you are not useful. So I'ma hit the gas by passion and neutral. Sorry, Miss Day, but the feelings ain't mutual. This is what you could do. Read Proverbs, check the 5 and 7. You should focus on those two, cause that is where you at. Ain't ready for the bag, check the 31. That's what you should grow to. I hope you take key, but as for you and me, nah, this can never be. And I'm so sorry if you offended, but I'm a man of God. Never leave my heart unattended. No, 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 nah. Nah, I ain't tryna kick you in shoes. Girl, I'm straight, girl, I'm cool. Nah, nah, I ain't tryna kick you in shoes.
Cause I'm not tryna be the one that's felt like a fool.
Something about you I can't get with. No. Looking for so much more. All these things you're offering, I didn't have before.
You can keep stopping.
Request and I delete it. She said she loves Jesus, but judging by her cleavage, I don't believe it. That's just like the clothing that don't even fit. And I ain't impressed with your little bitty dress. As if fighting lust isn't hard enough, she hikes it up to put us to the test. Her doorstep leads to death. So I urge you, brethren, to please keep a stepping. This is what you should do, no, no suggestions. This is pain relief, no Excedrin. Without virtue, she is not fine. On a scale of 1 to 10, she is going to drop 9. And I am not trying to kick it with the girl who ain't in line with the divine. Yeah, your body is cool, but it's the faith that makes you fine. You might make a good wife someday, baby, just not mine. No, 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 nah. Nah, I ain't trying to kick you in shoes. Girl, I'm straight, girl, I'm cool. Nah, nah, I ain't trying to kick you in shoes.
Cause I'm not trying to be the one that's felt like a fool.
That's the homie Clister. Song is called No, No, No. I ain't trying to kick it with you. You know what I'm saying? And that's, he's talking about, hey, man, I can't be unequally yoked. And we can't do that, word, man. We got the homie Double chilling with us, man. Yeah. Hey, we've been getting it in, man. He was even looking up on EA. He said he missed the video. He missed the Sunday night football game to come kick it with us, man. And he found out who was winning. So that's what's up, man. Hey, I appreciate you getting on. For all the cats that already is feeling your music, for some, this might be the first time they heard of you. How can they get a hold of you, man? And you got like a phone number, you got a website, Twitter, Facebook. What's up, man?
I got Twitter. Please hit me up on Twitter. That's the easiest way to get me is on Twitter, because I'm always on it. Twitter, my Twitter is Double, is spelled the correct way, D-O-U-B-L-E, the number 3, and then HP, so like the computer HP. So double 3HP at Twitter. You can hit me on Reverb Nation at, same thing, Reverb Nation / double 3HP. Hit me on Facebook. It's actually Ronnie, R-O-N-N-I-E, period, double. So we just keep it simple. Just keep it simple. But really, if you need to, Google double 3HP, but one whole word, double the number 3HP, and you'll find everything you need to get in contact with me. And hit me up on Twitter if you want the album. If you like what you heard tonight, hit me up on Twitter, double 3HP, and I'll give it to you for free. Or email me at getdubzero, which is GETDUBZERO at gmail.com. And I'll send you the link, get you the music, and I just want to present the music to the people. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole goal, is just to get it to the people.
All right, man. Any last words you want to share regarding anything, man, that you want to just share with the people?
Word. I just go on to what you was talking about being good enough. I believe that, you know, he left us with love. He summed all the commandments into love. And so just love, yo. Just walk in love. Love your neighbor. Love yourself. Love God, yo. And just know that you are not what they said you are. You are what God says you are. You are blessed. You're highly favored. You're amazing. You're a unique person that God made. He made you how you are so that you can minister to those like you. So just go in the love of Christ, yo.
All right, homie. Any last... You already said your last words. I'm tripping. But do you have any upcoming things that you want to tell the people? Hey, man, this is going down with Double. What's up?
Yeah, Double. 3HP is records. We're doing a lot of things, man. We're going to be part of the Hip Hop Awards. I'm also going to be at the Kingdom Choice Awards. For those of y'all who are in Atlanta, October 30th, I'll be performing with Kent Jones at Club Opera. And that's right, it's a club. It's a real club, yo. We're gonna take over the club that night. And
oh my God! So,
yeah, they done let us up in the club, yo.
Yeah.
Me and Ken, it's just me and him. So it's gonna be a night of some great music. October 30th. Hit me up for more info on that. And we're just doing it. Just going out. Just trying to. You know, I'm trying to branch outside of Atlanta and get into some of the other cities. So if y'all hearing me, you know, from and you in your city, holler at me. I come out, you know what I'm saying? Just get me out there. That's it. I don't ask for nothing more. But, you know, we right now just pushing the record and the Dub Jail record. So just get it out. Burn it a million times and get it out. Or just invite people over to your house, put it on their iPod without them knowing it. And so just that's it, man. We just going to push this record and take back records. We're going to have the official release. Hopefully first quarter.
Yeah.
So just keep up with your boy, man. I'm online. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, and I'm real personable. You know, I ain't on no Hollywood stuff. You holler at me, I holler back.
No, that's what it is, man. We want to say thanks for coming out and getting it in with us, bro. We appreciated it, man.
Of course. It was a good time, yo. I had fun. Yo, you were crazy. You funny, yo. You funny. Like, I really, you know, I'm like, yo, man, this dude right here is, you know, I love it, man, because you know, like you was just open to just joke, man. That's how we do. Man, when you get G status on your show, just be prepared, Joe. Because he gonna match that wit that you got.
Man, I'm gonna say this, man. I talked to G status, man. He was a real serious dude, it seemed like. So I don't know, man.
Probably cause it was the first time talking to him. But the dude is a comedian, yo.
Okay.
He be having me rolling. And network is too.
Yeah.
And then E-Hud, man. I can't wait to hear you and E-Hud, man. E-Hud is one of the best dudes I know. Actually, you played the joint he got with G-Status, Hands Up. The remix is coming out soon, and I'm on it. So I can't wait for y'all to hear that.
Man, that's what's up. All I'm hearing is good stuff about all these cats. So we're going to get it in with some more people in Atlanta. Like, I thought I was done with all the Atlanta cats, man. I went through, you know what I'm saying, like a whole gang of cats. And then they was like, wait. We got a whole nother, like, you know what I'm saying, a whole nother, you know what I'm saying, like lame. So that's what what's up.
Yeah. You got different forms in Atlanta. You got cats who really do like the praise type, you know, hip hop where the churches love them. But you got cats like man, I go in the streets though. Like I do the youth detention centers and stop the violence type campaign type stuff.
Yeah.
And really get into out of the four walls. And sometimes with the cats like that, you don't hear a lot about them because, you know, the genre is still a little funny about getting out and being, I'll say again, getting out and being missional, getting out in the mission field. And I think we get comfortable. Look, I'm going to get in trouble. We get comfortable with the church paying us.
Yeah.
Just come to do their youth explosion. And you know, so we got to get back in the city. So, but that Atlanta is thick, man. Shout out to Million. Shout out to Cam Jones, Messenger, Big Rand, Sherrod White, Scott Free, E-Hud, Trey Peace, G-Status, DJ Network. Yo, the list is long. It's very long. I can't even go into it.
No, that's what's up, man.
Shout out to everybody in Atlanta that's doing their thing. I love all of y'all. And I love all of y'all across the board, man. Let's do this. Let's do our father's business, yo.
Hey, you know what? And on this note, I'm going to let you go. But you kind of look like Timberland, man. That's what I think you look like.
I look like Timberland?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm trying to see if the cats think.
The new Timberland or the old Timberland?
No, the producer Timberland.
No, that's what I'm saying. The new one. The new one is like, is you know, like Diesel. And then you got the older Timberland who was a little chubby.
Well, you said you couldn't do no push-ups, so we're going to go with high flame.
Hey, my wife would agree with me. But, yeah, it's all good.
Nah, I'm messing with you, man. Hey, I appreciate it, man. You have a great night, boss.
You too, bro. Pleasure and honor. All
right, life.
All right, yo. Yeah.
Yo, that was tight, man, getting it in with the homie. Double, we kicked it, had a great time. Let me go to this song real quick, man. On Yacht of the King Radio, George Lott, Can't Nobody. Let's go.
You in my life feels real good. The sun shining up on my face. Wouldn't take it away. Ain't nothing in this world that I would trade. Cause you're so fly, so right. When no one was around who held it down. That's why I ain't afraid to say I love you. Yeah, yeah, I love you. Put nothing above you. You make me feel like I'm standing on a mountain. Make me feel like I'm floating right above the sea. You make me feel like I'm flying through the clouds. Don't wanna come down, don't wanna touch the ground, oh, oh, oh. They can offer all the money in the world, and they can try to give me all the diamonds and the pearls. A nice crib, a nice whip, sitting on the banks, but it don't mean a thing. If I ain't got you, you. From the beginning, was with me when I'm losing. Now we together winning. My best friend, I never give you up, ayy. I'm all in, you already know what's up, ayy. Cause you always held me down, always been a friend. Never let me down, no. You kept me on your side,
like I was a sidekick.
Was with me when I ride,
no matter the assignment. They can have a round.
It's me and you together, it's me and you forever. Cause with all of the fame and all of the money, you the only thing they can never take from me. You my one and only lover, friend. So if it ain't you, it don't mean a thing.
If I ain't got you, it don't mean a thing.
I tried, but I can't go a day. You make me say, oh, hey, you make me say,
faithful to me. I didn't know that you'd be, but you showed your mercy. I am falling,
catch me when I'm calling.
Grateful, thankful, you are my own. This world is so cold. You're the one, the only one that's ever made me whole. When I am tripping, catch me when I'm slipping. I'm grateful, thankful, you are my all.
Can't nobody do it like
can't
you.
Can't nobody.
Ain't nobody clapping like you. Ain't nobody loving like you. Ain't nobody.
Love
ain't
now.
Nobody.
Yeah.
You are the best of the best, the rest take a rest. Nobody compares, you're definitely fresh. I'm ride or die, you can call me DMX. Wherever you go, and the answer is yes. I'm tripping here, spinning, you calm down my stress. Protection of you, the teff in my vest. My light in the night, your life after death. An infinite journey, my lifelong quest. Your love is too much and I start to bust. And I'm always slipping, you don't trip at that stuff. A prison of peace, I'm locked in your cuffs. My high when I'm low, you're there in the depths. What can I expect? Don't know what comes next. You are my success, you are how I'm blessed. Why settle for less? His blood covers us. If your life's a mess, in God you should trust.
Can't nobody do it like
can't
you.
Can't nobody
rapping like you.
Got my back.
Ain't nobody loving
yeah.
Like you. Ain't nobody.
Can't nobody do me like you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was John Jay. Song was called Nobody. Yada the King Radio is going down. I got the live people with me, man. And this is what they had to say about the topic, good enough. Michelle, a.k.a. Miss Spurs. I told you I always got to say it. She dropped by. She said, good enough ain't good enough. You know what I'm saying? Then I got the homie Kadami all the way from, I can't remember where he's from, but he's on the East Coast somewhere. He said, we'll never be good enough because we're not judged by man's standards, but the standards of a holy God. And Christ is the only one who is good enough to bring us closer, man. And I think about a lot of the stuff that goes on. I think a good enough attitude with God doesn't cut it because God is the standard, first of all. None of us are good, even close to good in God's standards. I mean, we can look at all the great things we've done. We can be a Mother Teresa, and if we have no relationship with God, our goodest works, as Pastor Nate said, is like, you know what I'm saying, a moldy bucket. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't good. So for us to, even Christians, where we sometimes, I'm going to talk to a lot of Christians because I know a lot of Christians listen to this. But even for the worldly people, man, that don't know God, you can't be good enough to get into heaven. You can't be good enough to please God. And the reason why you need God is because you weren't good enough. And that's really what it's all about, man. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. If we want to be close and get in a place where God is pleased, we have to repent and we have to ask God to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like Kadami said, our works are like filthy, bloody rags. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk, man. And this isn't to say, oh man, we're not focused on us because we're not good enough to get into heaven. But even Christians, man, as we look at our walk with God, some of us, we study the word with the, I did good enough. I got in the word once this week, or a prayer. I prayed like 10 minutes today. You know what I'm saying? That's a good enough attitude. If we have that attitude, we're not really loving God, man. And we have to, you know, have a relationship with God that's so tight that our love outshadows anything that we do, or overshadows anything we do. A good enough attitude is not about love. It's just like, let me get the job done. And I'm gonna challenge you guys like I challenged my church this week, man. Like the cravings that you have in the world, the things that you have to crave, like if it's a late night snack or something, crave for God the same way. Or use those to trigger you to say, hey man, let me go read my word and see the difference in your life, man. I'm the warrior, Don Christian. I want to say shout out to all the cast and live stream for coming through. God bless, man. We out of here. I yada the king.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada the king. Shabak the king. I yada the king. I yada the king. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada the king. Shabak the king. We yada the king. We yada the king.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
This is Don Christian.
And this is Frog from Yada Da King Radio. You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
with special guests in the kingdom business.
Playing your favorite artist's music
with topics addressing the issues of life. That's right. So if you want more info, go to crunkforchristradio.com.
Yada Da Radio.
Yada Da King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada Da King?
Yada Da King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada Da King Radio now on GospelNW.com.